Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Network. And, you know, it's just a strange thing. I mean, how do you justify American policy? It should be so obvious that America is behind the revolutionary movement taking place over in Syria today. We recently tried to get a resolution through the United Nations that would allow us to take military action there. Certainly we have our NATO troops, and now when I say our NATO troops, I mean you're paying for them. We pay 50 to 75% of all the expenses of NATO. NATO is another American army. Why do we need another American army? Because the major goal of U.S. foreign policy is to bring democracy to the world. Oh, yes, democracy, and which, of course, is just a cover name for a dictatorship, a ruling oligarchy, because, of course, in the final analysis, why the people vote for the government and the rich and wealthy take over control of the government by bribing the politicians. That's how the system really works, and that's why the young people are out demonstrating in New York, Washington, and really all across the country, because it's being organized by communist, Marxist, and socialist groups, and some of them are financed by people of great wealth, like George Soros. His MoveOn group is there. And it behooves everyone listening to my programs to take time and go down to these meetings and talk to these young people. They're absolutely right to be concerned about the major banks and about our capitalistic system, because America is not a capitalist nation. That was the whole idea of Karl Marx. The idea of America being capitalist was what Karl Marx wanted us to believe. Our system is a free enterprise system where the power of the government is limited and you have competition. What the people of great wealth want is a capitalist system where, of course, there's a partnership between people of great wealth and government, and they all work together to control the people. It's monopoly, and we have monopoly capitalism, where, of course, the power of government is used to stop competition. After all, it was John D. Rockefeller who said competition is a sin. He didn't want competition because he couldn't compete, so he just bribed people, he killed people. And, of course, this is what happens. You stand up against these people, they'll get you. We see today why President Obama has appointed the CEO of General Electric to be the job czar. General Electric, which gets 60% of his profits overseas, a General Electric who is headed by a man, if you heard the interview with him on Sunday on CBS 60 Minutes, he globally said, I am a globalist. And, of course, Leslie Call kept saying, oh, you're an American. He's, no, I'm a globalist. Wait a minute, you can't be a globalist and be an American. Your loyalty is to America, to this globalist corporate dream of bringing about this one world government, a one world financial system, a one world religion, because it's all based upon hatred of Christianity, and then ultimately installing the one world leader who Plato described so clearly in his book, The Republic, which if you went to college, you'd probably be required to read, but you didn't understand that Plato was deeply involved in the mystery religions, as was Aristotle, as was Socrates, as was Pythagoras, as was Alexander the Great. And it is the secret knowledge, the secret plan that these people continue. In fact, there was recently a program that was decoded. It was on the History Channel, and they were supposedly trying to track down the cornerstone of the White House. And they interviewed the official historian of the White House, and he says, and they asked him about Masonry, and he said, well, they maintain the secret knowledge. And did they ask him what the secret knowledge was? No, they go right ahead. I mean, these people are not stupid. But the last thing they want you to know is there is a secret knowledge. There is a secret plan. There are secret societies. And they are the ones who are directing the course of America's policy today, because behind these people of great wealth and their globalist plan are secret and covert organizations that are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about the world government. And that is why we overthrew the government of Egypt, and we overthrew the government of Tunisia. And if you think these were spontaneous uprisings, well, I'm sure the people were out there spontaneously, but somebody organized them and got them out and encouraged them to go. And then, of course, in fact, in Egypt, there was supposedly a young man who worked for Google who was actually putting out all these Facebook articles and all the various articles there and on the Internet. But remember, the military could have put this down. We simply bribed the military. We replaced one tyrant with another tyrant, and now the people of Egypt have found that things are even worse under the military regime, which is torturing and killing people, than they were under Mubarak. Only now, of course, they're out to destroy Christianity, at least the Mubarak regime. The Coptic Christians, which made up 10% of the population, could live there. But you see, the real purpose of American foreign policy is to destroy Christianity. And for 10% of the population of Syria today is Christian, they'll all be slaughtered when our revolution there is eventually successful. We've already suddenly driven the Christians out of Iraq by installing Sharia law. Why would America, which controlled Iraq, which established the new constitution, establish that country under Sharia law? Because the people who control our government, who really control it, hate Christianity. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of high school. That's why they financed the ACLU that goes around the concern because there's a cross someplace. And, of course, they will ridicule Christianity on our History Channel and our other channels. And, well, anyway, our telephone number, since our regular scheduled guest, whose name is Usama, U-S-A-M-A, he's an Egyptian, supposed to be with us. He's not here. Give us a call, because I have nothing planned. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Love to talk what you would like to talk about.
Ladies, this is Danny Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue, loss of consciousness or fainting, or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body, follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way, or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is Dr. Stan, and since our regularly scheduled guest is not here, wife Christy, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. But basically, you cannot understand anything going on today unless you understand that there are secret societies out there working in conjunction, working together, and of course their ultimate goal is the institution of this one world government. And, of course, if you analyze what's going on today, our great corporations are sitting on a couple of $1 trillion. A lot of this is overseas. They want to bring it back to the United States, and they don't want to pay any taxes on it or pay a very low tax, and they'll probably get away with it. Last time they passed legislation to do that, with a proviso that these major corporations would, of course, invest the money in America and get jobs here. Instead of that, they simply use the money to buy up their own stock to enrich the people within the Brotherhood of Darkness who control the corporate structure of America. And that's what happened. They were able then to raise the price of the stock by buying up all the shares. In other words, there's an artificial shortage that raises the price of the stock. When they sold it, they only had to pay 15% capital gains. So this was a means of enriching the very, very wealthy. And of course, they claim, but, oh, well, if we do it again, why, that won't happen. Or certainly we'll, instead of charging them, 5% or 2% the tax, why, we'll charge them 8% if they don't create jobs. Well, what we should do, and as you've heard me say many times before, if we really wanted to protect America, we would build the companies that produce overseas 35% corporate tax and no corporate tax if you produce here in the United States. That would give them an incentive to actually stay here. But you see, that's not the real purpose. That having tariffs, and the tariffs are there to protect our jobs, and our leaders don't want to protect our jobs. We've set our automotive industry largely overseas. China's producing many more cars every year than we are. We used to produce 18 million cars a year. Now we're producing about 11 million cars. And China's producing, well, I think next year, if it weren't for the recession, they'd be producing 18 million cars. We've sent our steel industry overseas. We've sent our textile industry overseas. We've sent our drug production overseas. And you try to buy anything in the way of drugs, like vitamin C, all the vitamin C is produced in China. Your vitamins, your minerals, so many of your drugs are produced over there. Many times they're produced by American companies, but they're produced over there. We've sent our electronic industry overseas. We're transferring our farming industry overseas. The garlic capital of the world has moved from Hollister, California, over to a city there in China. And certainly we have sent our lumber industry overseas and our mining industry overseas. And Sydney, much of our oil production, we have plenty of oil and natural gas and coal here. But, of course, we have to import it because there are barriers put out. Oh, we can't do that. Why, of course, we'll disturb the little fishies or something of the sort. And, of course, we're just in the process of deindustrializing America. And this is happening intentionally. And the fact nobody's telling you is because the media is controlled by six major corporations. And that, of course, is AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Viacom that controls CBS, Disney that controls ABC, General Electric that controls NBC, and Fox, or Rupert Murdoch, that has extensive holdings. He's the largest Christian publisher in America. He's Zondervan. And that is why, of course, you're not getting good Christian books. Because Zondervan is not going to produce good Christian books because they hate America. And they put out this crazy new Bible where instead of referring to God as he, it's he, she. And of course, it just alters everything in the Holy Scriptures and defiles the Word of God. But what would you expect from Rupert Murdoch, who when he was growing up was known as Rupert the Red? He controls the Wall Street Journal. Controls Fox News, which, of course, is the conservative wing of the establishment. And they play games. They try to give us the idea we're hearing both sides. We're not hearing both sides. We're hearing what they want us to hear. And when Glenn Beck and Cynthia came out and started telling the truth on his Fox program, why they got rid of him. And if you're on Fox and you really tell the truth, oh, you can talk about conservatism, Americanism, and patriotism, that's all. But don't you ever tell people about the secret government that controls both political parties. And it makes democracy, makes a mockery out of our system of government. And it actually puts out this idea, we are a democracy. America was never meant to be a democracy. Because democracy always ends up in despotism. America, of course, was a republic where the power of government was limited by the change of the Constitution so men could be free. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. We have nothing prepared. USAMA did not show up this morning, USAMA. He was supposed to. So give us a call. We'd love to hear what you would like to talk about because we have nothing specifically planned. So give us a call at 877-254-7524. But as you look and see what's going on, we commented that our major corporations are sitting on $2 trillion. Our banks are sitting on $3 trillion. They're not investing it. They're blocking small companies from being set up. Why? Because they are working on a timetable. And it seems to involve, for some reason, the year 2012. Is that because the Mayan calendar said the world was going to end at that time? Is that because many of the ancient Jewish writings talked about their Messiah coming at that time? Is that because, of course, there is a plan that this is all going to come down in 2012. Now, Lindsay Williams is going to be our guest on the program tomorrow morning and Wednesday. On Wednesday, He is going to be on our afternoon program, on our evening program, and he tells me the information he's getting from his contact with the insiders is that they're going to bring this situation down next year. It doesn't mean the world's going to end or America's going to end, but it does mean that they're going to pretty well destroy the value of our currency. How they're going to do it? Through inflation? I don't know. But, of course, at least Ken Fromm, who I had never talked to, but I'd talked to people who knew him, who verified his position. You could look him up on the Internet, as I have, and find out, of course, he was president of ARCO when he resigned, but when he retired. But, of course, he was very closely affiliated with Exxon and the Rockefellers, other Rockefeller-controlled oil companies, and they're very close to the centers of this world conspiracy. And basically, Ken Fromm had told Lindsay that the suddenly the dollar would be dead by the end of 2012. Now, I'm not saying this is happening. I'm just saying what he told Lindsay, and of course I've been looking over Lindsay's shoulder ever since his first encounter with Ken Fromm after they hadn't been talked for 20 years or more, after Ken Fromm had been told he could never talk to Lindsay again. Finally, he was ordered in 2008 to call Lindsay and tell him he was not be allowed to talk anymore about the massive oil deposits off the North Slope of Alaska. His people are beginning to believe Lindsay. And Chris says, we have more oil in the United States in our territorial waters than they have in all of the Middle East. But of course, they've intentionally been withholding that information from the American people so we could justify transferring our wealth to Saudi Arabia and to other countries over there. And of course, basically the whole idea is to transfer America's wealth to other nations. And by so doing, to impoverish the American people, to lower our living standards. These people are truly diabolical, but the last thing they want is for the American people to know what is really going on. So our telephone number again is 1-877-254-7524. When you understand that there are secret societies that direct our banks and direct our corporations, this is why they're sitting on corporations sitting on $2 trillion, banks sitting on $3 trillion, intentionally bringing on this financial collapse, which is, of course, affecting the whole world. And right now, why Europe is on the brink of total disruption. Why? Because they have massive debts. And you can live very, very well as long as you keep getting deeper and deeper into debt. But eventually, everything you have simply goes to pay the interest on your debt. That's what's happening to Greece. That is what's increasingly happening to Portugal and to Italy and to Spain and to Ireland and Denmark. And all these countries over there have fabulous debt and, of course, no way to ever pay it off other than destroy the value of the currency, default and start in all over again. If they do, of course, the big banks will be in trouble. But that is all part planned. This is all part of the plan that is unfolding today. They're allowing this to happen. They want to bring down the financial system, and by so doing, they can impoverish the people of Europe and lower their living standards. They can impoverish the people of the United States and lower their living standards. And down the line, then they can raise the standards of the people, living standards of the people living in China and in India and Malaysia and Indonesia and the people throughout the world. And then, of course, as the living standards arise throughout the world, eventually they'll be able to establish their ruling oligarchy in each of those countries and then install a world leader. This is what the master plan is all about. You're witnessing an unfolding. There is a timetable. And so much of this seems to focus on this coming year, whether it's the prophecies of Nostradamus, the Mayan calendar, the the ancient Egyptian writings or what the information Lindsay Williams is getting, and because we've talked to him extensively, he was to have been our guest on this program on Thursday, but unfortunately, well, apparently you're not going to be broadcasting either Wednesday or Thursday this week for the Jewish holidays, so I will get Lindsay on next week, but you can listen to him on my afternoon program and my evening program tomorrow, because I want to get his information out. It's fascinating. Is it accurate? Well, it's what he's been told by people who have contacts with the people who are running the world, and it's a unique opportunity to get some idea of what they are planning. Now, remember, there are various branches of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Sometimes they work in concert. Sometimes they work in conflict. They're all directed by the prince of this world, Satan, who actually is trying to confuse us. He's doing a pretty good job. It's difficult to figure out what's really going on, but I think we have as good a grasp as anyone, although we certainly are not prophetic at all, but we can tell you one thing. Things are going to get a lot worse. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524, and we're entering into a period of austerity. We're entering into a period of lower living standards. The people who have not taken certainly our advice and got out of their pension funds, things are certainly tied to the dollar and lose everything they have. It's a terrible time to find. And we'll be back in just a moment here at American News.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all tests for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom
Good Sabbath.
Five, four, seven, five, two, four, eight, seven, seven, two, five, four, seven, five, two, four. Give us a call if you have a question, a comment, you agree, you disagree, because I would like to at least have an opportunity to hear what you are thinking. Now, basically, of course, what we're seeing is a world revolutionary movement. We're seeing a tremendous stirrings, demonstrations all throughout Greece and through Europe and through England and through the United States and other countries throughout the world, even in China. And who do we have on the line?
And it's Maureen. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Maureen.
I'm having trouble hearing you, but we'll do the best we can. This happens.
All right, is that any better?
I've called to say that I believe that I know I would like to hear your comments on the experimentation going on with the DNA, combining human DNA with animal DNA. That is such an awful idea, and I had never even heard of it before the all-day conference where you spoke. And would you care to make any comments on that?
Well, basically, our scientists are doing all sorts of things in violation of God's law, and they really are doing these experiments where they're creating animal-human hybrids. And I think we probably got Usama on the line, but I'll tell you what, I'll pick up on that if it's not Usama, okay? Who do we have? Do we have Usama?
Yes, hello, brother. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. Well, I'm so glad we could get you on the line. And certainly I want you to bring our... Usama is a Coptic Christian from Egypt who's traveling America, sounding the alarm about the terrible things that are happening over there as far as the Christians. So you go ahead and pick the story up, please.
Well, brother, it is a sad days. It is what we call black sad days for the persecution. It's getting larger and larger, bigger every day. And since Mubarak stepped down, thanks to this illegal Barack Hussein Obama, this Muslim illegal president, he's doing everything, literally, to please the Muslim. And who care about Christian Egyptian or Christian Iraqi or Christian Lebanese or Christian of any country in the Middle East? He is doing everything to please the Muslim in the Middle East and please the Muslim in America. So now we have the Brotherhood in Egypt. And by the way, we have not yet got the new government. And the new government will be even worse. For right now, our military, our policemen are shooting and killing my people in Egypt. And all this starts in from I'll give you the long story short, because sadly the media until now, I watched Fox News until a few minutes ago, they have not told the story yet. And they will not tell the story because of political correctness in America, and we don't want to make Muslim look bad. So what we can do, let's lie, let's pretend Islam is a loving, peaceful religion. Let's pretend the Quran is a loving, peaceful book. Let's pretend Obama is a Christian. Let's pretend Christian Egypt are not persecuted. Maybe we'll be okay. Obviously, all this leads to nothing but destruction. So in the city of Aswan, which is upper Egypt, all the way south of Egypt, on the border between Egypt and Sudan, there is a city called Aswan. And there, a church has been built, legally built. And yesterday, Egyptian, by the way, government are talking about, oh, they're going to make a law to allow church to be built in Egypt. Really? It's 1,400 years these people occupy my country. These people, the Muslim who raped my ancestor, and that's who they are. These Muslim of Egypt, they're the children of rape. After they killed my ancestor, the male, they raped their female. That's their wife and their daughter. And that's who we are in Egypt, this Muslim Egyptian. And nothing but the children of rape. And 1,400 years, they control my country, and you cannot build a church. So now, in the year 2012 or 2013, they're going to make a law to allow Christians to build a church. Of course, it's not going to happen. Because even when we have legal document, a legal paper to build this church in Aswan, the mayor of Aswan fraudly make fraud paper, and he removes the church by law. So we got the paperwork to allow us to build the church, and then the mayor of our city there, he removed the church. Well, Christian got upset and said, why did you take our church down? Oh, the cross was too high. Really? Since when we have a classified? Let me show you how high the mosque next door. 3 times higher. In the next door, next building, next square. So anyway, so the Christian were upset about this and did not do anything wrong. In response, the police and the army standing in front of the church doing nothing, and Muslim in Aswan burn other churches, burn other Christian homes, burn Christian business, and kill some of our people. And no charges have been filed against any of these people who commit this crime. The policemen and the army sitting, standing there, watching this destruction and the burning of our places there, and they did not do anything, and then they didn't even file charges against anybody. Then we moved to Cairo. And in Cairo, the Christian were upset. And upset without guns, my brothers and sisters. Upset without any weapon to look like the barbaric act we saw in Egypt a few months ago. No, it was a peaceful riot, and in it they asked the mayor to resign of Aswan. The mayor of Aswan needs to resign, and we were asking the church to be rebuilt, and the one that burned to be the damage to be fixed, and the one they take down to the ground to be rebuilt, and Christian who lost their business, lost their home, to be get some financial back to be able to fix their own life again. When it's, instead of our government in Cairo listening to this peaceful riot, no. Our army and our policemen, the one who's supposed to protect us Christian, they open fire on us, live bullets, killing over 45, I believe 50. I don't know exactly what the number is because yesterday we buried 40. But they lying to me, so it's only buried 20 or 16 or 24. I mean, you hear this number. And by the way, there were Christians who were they were crushed under the tanks as the tanks fly all over the streets, and they never show you this picture, of course. I'm not going to talk about it. And they shovel their body in the river because they could not identify the body. It was completely crushed. So what's happening in Egypt? As Christians are killed, Christians are destroyed by the government, they give us, they allowed us to bury some, of course, the bodies, and some of other bodies they did not allow us to bury because they have to identify who they are. And so 218 were wounded, went to a hospital, and the hospital refused to serve them. And then the Brotherhood went to the hospital, burned the hospital because they don't want this infidel Christian to be fixed. They want them to die. If you go to light-dark.net, light, L-I-J-H-T, dash, dark, D-A-R-K.net. You will see in this Christian site videos. I will not advise any people who cannot see blood and crushed body to watch. I mean, we have videos, we have pictures, and a picture speaks for 10,000 words. Christians are persecuted, and this Hillary Clinton, she's talking about it as a casual thing. No, it is not casual, Hillary. It's Christian. It's not riots. It's Christian riots. Peaceful one. She talked to our people now, right now as if the Christian Egyptians are making trouble in the country. No, we're not making trouble. We're loving, peaceful people. We lived in this country under this occupying of the Muslim 1,430-some years, and we never killed a Muslim man yet. And I dare Muslim, when Muslims say, yo, it's always both
sides. Hold on, Gustavo. We'll be back in just a moment.
That's not true. We never killed a Muslim man yet.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
RDS Environment in Broomfield has a reminder to parents. Most child abductors succeed by winning the confidence of their victims. Don't endanger your child by giving him clothing with his name on it. Children respond more readily to strangers when addressed by name. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care. Call and mention you heard this message for 10% off any service.
Agri Enterprises Incorporated in Fort Collins reminds us that each member of our military is an individual who has given up the comforts of home. A military care package reminds them that their sacrifice is appreciated. Type military care package into an online search engine and find out how easy it is to let them know that they are appreciated. This message from Agri Enterprises Incorporated in Fort Collins. Always looking out for the safety of our community. Call 970-221-2607. That's 970-221-2607. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife, Danette, and I would like to invite you to join us and the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we celebrate the biblical feast for Northern Colorado with the Feast of Tabernacles, Booths, Sukkot, Wednesday, October the 12th at 5 p.m. at 5112 Thistle Place in Loveland. Bring a dish to share for the Oneg meal. For more information or directions, call 303-522-3562 or 303-257-7576 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I'm Dan back here at the American Pizza Network. This morning is Yusama. Before we go on, Yusama, would you like to get out your website and let people know how to get in touch with your ministry, and then you go right ahead?
Oh, brother, thank you so much. Our ministry is the Straight Way of Grace Ministry, and the website is www.thestraightway.com. Dot org, the T-H-E, the word straightway, straightway.org.
All right, fine.
I appreciate you, brother, to have us on in your broadcast, and really, it's breaking my heart to see even Christian in America does not know what happened to their brothers and sisters overseas. As the Christian losing their churches yesterday, after all that, they burn another church in Cairo, and this will not stop. This will not stop. And American talking, our politicians talking about it like it's a small thing. It's not. It's been 1,400 years. Christians are persecuted in Egypt, and we do not have any attention from anybody, almost in the West, including America. When do you think Obama is going to come to the media and talk about it? When Obama will do something about it? I love it when the Muslim complained to Clinton years ago in Siberia. So Clinton went there and killed the Christian, and he brought the Muslim Bosnia to America. I'll not be surprised if Hillary will not send our army, American army, to Egypt to kill the Christian and bring some good Muslim to America to take over this country, as we need more Muslim in America. I'm not going to be surprised of how this government, United States government, under the leadership of this Barack Hussein Obama, will react to what's happening in Egypt. I guarantee you, they will listen to the lies of our government, the Muslim government of Egypt, and to all the Christians are the bad riots. They kill our soldiers and they damage our army with rocks, maybe. Anyway, but the truth has to be told, brother, that Islam is not a loving, peaceful religion. These people are practicing what their Allah is telling them. I mean, what do you expect? This is the teaching of the Quran. If you don't mind, give me just a few minutes to read some of the verses of the Quran. You go to chapter 2, verse 216. It says what? War is decreed to you, and it is hated by you. And perhaps you may love something, and it's evil for you, and you hate something, and it's good for you. So Muslims are commanded by Allah to engage in war. Listen to what Muhammad said, his own teaching. I've been commanded to fight against people until they testify to the fact there is no God but Allah and believe in me. Well, Christian Egypt do not believe in Allah, the God of Muhammad, Satan. Christian Egypt do not believe in Muhammad, and we will never believe in Muhammad. 1,400 years, and we have not bowed down or bent our knee or anything to Islam or to Muslim. That's why they are practicing the command of the Quran, the command of Islam, the teaching of Islam to kill Christians. Listen to what Muslims say, as the good scholar Tabari said, we fight people until they believe in Allah. Who does not believe in Allah and his messenger, that's Muhammad, has, put himself to harm. He said, if you would like to protect your possession, if you would like to protect your life, you must accept Islam. As the one who does believe, we will fight him forever in the cause of Allah. Killing you is a small matter to us. That is the great Muslim scholar Tabari. So killing Christian in Egypt is nothing but the practice of the command of Allah in the Quran and the command of Muhammad in the Hadith. And that's why we got September 11. Hello, America.
Do you think
I think it's important
like,
that people understand.
If you are going to learn from what's happening in Egypt 1,400 years ago, learn about what's happening in your own country 10 years ago, learn about what's happening in Egypt right now.
Well, I think it's important that our listeners understand that Barack Obama is a Muslim. You can go to my website. You can go to the section under other videos on the web. Now, other videos on the web, not videos, but other videos. And you can scroll down, and you'll actually see one of the YouTubes where Barack Obama talks. And this is when he's running for president. How about John McCain has not attacked his Muslim faith? And, of course, the fellow who's interviewing him says, no, no, your Christian faith. And he said, oh, yes, my Christian faith.
We have, by the way, brother, we have this video, and we have another 10 videos, 20 videos, I don't know how many they are. We have two videos, two presentations. We have two DVDs in our website. One is called Revealing the Truth about Barack Hussein Obama, which I have bought almost 3.5 years ago. He was running as he was in his time running as a president. The new one we have is 3 hours and 10 minutes, a full presentation people can download from our website. It's called Freedom or Surrender, both of them in the home page. Revealing the Truth about Barack Hussein Obama and Freedom or Surrender. And people can download them from our website, thestraightway.org. And they are available on DVD as well.
Well, he's lying about his Christian faith. He's lying about everything.
The man is a Muslim.
He's
the
a
man
Muslim.
The man who this country really is a Muslim. Do you know, brother, under Barack Hussein Obama, today in America, we have more Muslims working in our government than all the Muslims who work in the government of USA from the days of George Washington to the days of George W. Bush. He loaded the White House with Muslims. He loaded our government with Muslims. Now that we have almost in every airport in America, Muslim workers. Can you imagine that? Hiring Muslim workers in the airport to protect us? That is like hiring a child molester to work in a daycare. That is exactly what Barack Hussein Obama is doing. And not just simple Muslims. Some of these Muslims, and you can hear my testimonies and my stories as I put in my DVD, Freedom or Surrender. These Muslims are jihadists. They're believing, killing Christians, and they're working, killing Americans, and they work in our airport to protect our airport. Don't you love that?
It's time that the American people woke up, and I think that we have to get people to understand what's going on. The president is a Muslim. He's lying about his faith. We interviewed Avi Lipkin last night. His wife listens to the Arabic broadcasts. She's employed by Israeli intelligence. And Sydney, she's heard the Egyptian foreign minister say, Barack Obama told me he is a Muslim, and as soon as he gets things straightened out in the United States under political pressure, he is going to destroy Israel, and America will become a Muslim nation. This is and I believe it's true. I believe he is a Muslim.
How about, if you don't mind, I share with you one of the ladies he hired as a spiritual advisor. Can you imagine that? Barack Hussein Obama hired a Muslim lady as a spiritual advisor. Her name is Dalia Mujahid. She desired to have Sharia, Islamic law, all over the world. This is not my word. Her name alone should stop him from hiring her. Dalia, that's a normal name for a lady. Her last name, which is her father name or grandfather name, I don't know which one it is, Mujahid, from the word jihad, which is the holy word. Her name
we
is Dalia Piper.
At a later date, God bless you. Thanks for being with us this morning.
We'll look for Obama in the White House.
Program. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Dan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and if the president will lie about his faith, why he will lie about everything, but everything you're seeing today is illusion and delusion, deceit and deception. And this is, of course, why we're overthrowing the government of Egypt and other countries over there, of course, so they can slaughter the Christians. This is why we want to overthrow the government in Syria, because 10% of the population is Christian, and of course many of them had fled from Iraq after we brought the Islamic law, Sharia law, to Iraq. Of course, Christian population went from about 10% down to 1 or 2%, and even the 1 or 2% are trying to get out, and many of them have fled to Jordan, many to Syria, and now we're going to topple the Syrian government so that they can be slaughtered. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, where men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And if you're out there and not doing anything, then you're part of the problem. We have an opportunity. Get down there. Talk to the people who are in the Occupy Wall Street movement. Explain to them what's going on. Get them to listen to my program, Alex Jones, Joyce Riley, John Leffler. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Understand there really are secret societies. Get my copies of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You get them in large quantities from at a discounted price. Get the material free on my website. Listen to the talk from which the book came at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. If you're not involved, you're part of the problem. Now, this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us financially, we could certainly use it. We picked up four, I think maybe five new stations in the last couple of months, but they have to be financed, and we will appreciate your help. And then, of course, we want to remind you that we are having the all-day meeting on the 23rd of October. And if you're in a position to come, that's a week from Sunday. Why, we'd love to have you join the contingent we always get from Colorado. And but you have to have reservations. It's going to be all day long. Doors will open at 7:30, and they'll close at 5:30 or 6 in the evening. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. And we'll need your reservations this week or at the latest next Monday. That's the last day, because we have to have no many people. We have to know how many people are coming for lunch, so they cut us off. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. You need, of course, to get our material. It's available at that number. My book, my talk on the World Revolution, where we interview the ambassadors of Cuba at the time of the Cuban Revolution. He will tell you how we knew that Fidel Castro was a communist. The State Department knew. The CIA knew. That's why they brought him to power. But, of course, we can't let the American people know that communism has been funded since its inception by the corporations and by the banks here in the United States. You need an enemy. so it can rally the simple people behind our benevolent leaders. That's what it's all about, and that's why we financed the Nazis, both before and during the war. If you're going to have a war, you have to have an enemy. How do you think that the Germans were able to build up their military? But Germany was bankrupt in 1933, and yet, of course, 3 years later, they were moving their troops into the Rhineland. And our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for me to live for our provision and protection going tomorrow. May the Lord do it.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife, Danette, and I would like to invite you to join us and the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we celebrate the biblical feast for Northern Colorado with the Feast of Tabernacles, Booths, Sukkot, Wednesday, October the 12th at 5 p.m. at 5112 Thistle Place in Loveland. Bring a dish to share for the Oneg meal. For more information or directions, call 303-522-3562 or 303-257-7576 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.